Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Awesome. Also joining me tonight is Nick.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. So I guess we might as well just turn it right over. So, Brian, do you want to do your introduction?
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Orlando United Radio. yeah, we're joining Parkscope guys this week. Of course, I'm joined by Hate and Drew.
What's up? What up?
And that was about as awkward as an intro can get.
What's up, man? Yeah. So let's start off real quick. United States just scored another goal. It's 2-1 USA. That's your World Cup update for today.
Golazo.
2-0. They still haven't updated. So we're at 86 minutes. We have 2-1 score. Awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah, we're doing a crossover episode today, so why not?
What about our fans in Ghana?
I don't think Parkscope has ever had any views in Ghana, but I'm not ruling it out. So let's start off with some construction, because I love puns, just like late 90s to early 2000 Imagineers, puns. Construction for Kong 2.0. It's I think they're digging now, actually, instead of just pushing land around.
Yep, it was a little digging. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. They're doing that. I mean, they moved the dinosaur, but it just nothing too much has happened. I mean,
the bus loop's gone.
The bus loop's gone. Okay.
Gone. Yep.
So the bus loop's gone. Is that the last bit of demolition they need to do before they can construct?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure the full site is ready to go now.
Awesome. Any other things with construction?
I mean, I'm probably not going to see anything get amped up until after, obviously, Potter's opening dies down.
Yeah.
So we're probably just going to see a lot of dirt for the next couple of months.
The dirt has shifted just a little bit since last week.
The dirt shifted. Very nice. So what Blue Moon are you drinking, Hate?
Tonight it's Stella.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
We're upgrading.
Oh, you're fancy for this upgrade. For yeah. The combo podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
For the Italy win against England, there you go.
Hey, it's a celebration.
Yes, it is. I'm enjoying a nice Gemini from Southern Tier that I just got on keg last yesterday, actually. So, deliciousness. Wow.
This is like the boring part of construction in a project. There's like two parts that are really boring. The very beginning where they're just moving dirt around. And then at the end, like where Potter's at right now, where just everything looks the same every day and you're just kind of waiting.
Pretty much, yeah.
Although
there was the fact that we couldn't see really anything inside until a month ago. It hit a lull too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we actually think this is going to open in 2015?
That's what they tell me.
It's flip-flop from what I was told. It goes back, I hear 2015, then maybe early 2016, then it goes back to 2015.
I'm going
to
say late 2015. Like winter.
It'd have to be at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like this is an 18-month cycle, so we're going to see like November, December opening. Just so they can tackle anything that Disney would want to open at that time frame. Which is probably nothing, but you never know.
Wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking. Hey, you know, I'm still an optimist.
Frozen.
That would have to close by now for actually to happen. That would be an 18-month project for Disney. So, okay, cool.
So, yeah, this past week, you know, it's been talked for a couple of, I guess, months now. Interactive wands were probably coming, and now this week we finally have some proof that it's coming. It looks like that it's going to look just like the movements, like a Kinect. It was like with an Xbox, that you stand there and you make the motion, say something, and then you'll have the interactive experience within both Hogsmeade and Diagon. So who's pumped?
Everyone?
Pumped or bitter at this point? Waiting.
Yeah. I'm really pumped for it. I'm just surprised it's $45.
I know, that's...
It'll go up.
Yeah.
I'd say 45 in June, and 55 in July, and $127.99 in August.
Not to give Universal any ideas, but I would have paid $80 for this.
Shut up.
I know. Not to give you any ideas.
Here's my thoughts. Here's my thoughts on this price point. Either one, it's just for the wand, and for somehow, some way, they're going to pull out some magic quest thing where you have to pay for the spells, which I don't think is what they're going to do.
No.
The other thing is that I don't think it's going to be fully operational when it goes. That's what I think. I think they're charging a cheaper rate at the moment because it's probably not ready, because we haven't heard anything about it. This is all sudden, last-minute rush. So I think there's a possibility that they're just going to be forgiving on the price because the full capability of the system's not quite ready. That's my thought. That's my 2 cents.
Anyone Makes else? Sense. Well, what I heard
I
was...
I think that's pretty astute.
Well, what I mean, I've heard, though...
Hogsmeade looks pretty behind.
What I've heard, though, is that this is something they've actually been planning and they wanted to do since day one, but they've always been trying to keep a tight lid on it. So it's by us not hearing or seeing a ton about it means that they're doing their job, I guess. Not necessarily that it's behind. Maybe it is. I don't know. Again, this is all secondhand information. And I'm okay with spending $45 and doing the upgrade. But also on the other hand of things, I could totally see somehow getting, you know, the Muggle magic license for $10 a day or whatever. And just seeing that, that's how you do the Magic Quest sort of situation. You know, you buy the license for the day or something. I don't know. That's how I imagine I can see it being justified in the universe. You know, the Ministry Magic, you know, Muggle license for magic or something, and you have to find, you know, the areas where you can do magic and it's, like, limited or something. That's how I imagine it could work.
Makes sense, especially because it's probably going to help with crowd control, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be hellacious, especially opening summer.
Yeah, and then you'd sell a certain amount of licenses, and then you're just like, oh, I can't do anymore. Sorry, you know, come back tomorrow, kids. Or that sort of thing, you know. Or it's like, oh, we don't have any more in Diagon Alley. You have to go to Hogsmeade.
Well, wasn't it stated somewhere that there's a rumor going around that you only can use it once per spell marker?
That's what I'm hearing. I hear, I think Seth, a friend of both podcasts, Seth Kaberski, who's currently enjoying a nice meal at Vivo with Mr. Lentesta and Derek Bergen, said that it was like a cooldown period. So it's similar to like a various video game methods where when you do an action, you have a cooldown period, so you can't like go running from spell to spell. You'd have like 10 or 15 minutes between them.
Right, okay.
So that's something he mentioned. I also heard that it was maybe limited to both to one area or another. So, or it could be all that stuff.
I hate to interrupt, but this is a World Cup update that it is now final.
Yay!
Yes, 2-1. Ghana. Ooh. Ghana falls. I still can't find small World Cup jerseys in Cleveland, so that needs to change. Yes, you see, that car is celebrating the World Cup win. So who has their window open like Sean?
That would be me.
Okay, there we go.
It's great, because on Saturday, the whole neighborhood is driving around honking their horns like idiots when Italy wins. Yet, when the United States won, there's not a peep around here. When they were scoring goals on Saturday, you could actually hear people cheering in their houses from here. But today, nothing. So, New York has their priorities straight.
Damn straight. Never forget that. Anyone else have thoughts on the interactive wands? I know I've kind of dominated with hate, so.
I'm just interested to see them in execution and see how it all just operates from a operation standpoint with lines and people queuing up and stuff.
It's going to be a nightmare. Get out of my way, I was next.
It's going to be more like something like maybe Kim Possible or something, where they tell you, okay, you got to go, you start here, and now you go and you start here, and you go and you start here. And then maybe that's how they're going to regulate that you can't just keep going back and doing it and doing it, is that you're going to have something, not necessarily a cell phone or a pager, but something that's going to tell you where to go next, next, and next, and then when that's done, you have to go turn it in and you're over with.
I mean, Orlando United posted the maps already.
No.
What?
That's
I don't think it was us, was it?
It was OI Dan, everybody's favorite guy.
Did I say United or Orlando Informer. Sorry, Freudian slip. Orlando Informer. Sorry, at Orlando Informer on Twitter. My apologies.
Top 10 best theme park blogger by USA Today.
Yes.
You can also vote for other people, such as Jim Hill or theme parks.
The Disney Food Blog.
Disney Food Blog or All Ears. So go out and do that. Go.
And our good friend Robert Niles.
Go out there. Go vote. Make a vote. Isn't there the attractions person out there, too?
Yeah. Sure.
Matt.
Yeah. Anyway, go vote. Anyway,
Dreamscape's on there, too.
Anyway, back to the main point. OI Dan posted maps of the interactive wand markers, and holy crap, I just get a bunch of text messages from all my fraternity brothers about the USA win. it just looks like when you get the map, when you get the wand, you get a map, and the map has every location on it, in Diagon Alley at least. And what's really cool is that the Nocturne stuff is all in blacklight, in glow-in-the-dark stuff, so you have to be in Nocturne Alley where it's, like, blacklit, I guess, in order to find this stuff.
That's pretty cool. Sweet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. So I'm hesitant to say, like, you have to do a path, like Kim Possible or Perry, where, you know, it's like you're going to do the China path, and you have the three interactive markers you hit, and that's it. I think it's a little more freeform than that, but also wasn't there like a rumor running around that the interactive wands, it would be more like the TMs would kind of give vague ideas and try to hint at stuff instead of go out and say where to go?
I honestly don't know.
Okay,
there's been so much Potter shit that sometimes it just gets lost in the woodwork.
No, I understand fully. I mean, is there anything else with interactive wands, or just want to move right on to the big meat of the subject?
The maps are really cool.
They are awesome.
You said OI tweeted him?
Yes, sir.
It was in his Friday column thingy he does.
Oh, so that's roundup. I need to go. I don't. Yeah. Okay.
or you can look on the Potter, the Diagon Alley thread on Orlando United, where somebody posted them also.
Mm. Better choice.
And properly attributed them. So there you go.
Yes. Imagine that.
Yeah, who'd have thought? Anyway, moving on.
And the maps show where things are in Diagon Alley, where maybe you didn't think things were. Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of surprised that the Fountain of Fair Fortune was by Florian Fortescue's. I was kind of confused by that.
Yeah, I thought that I think we all thought that was is Nocturne, so.
What?
Not Nocturne. I'm sorry. Kraken Market. My apologies. Getting my terminology screwed up.
Going to Diagon Alley, opening or previewing this week. We, of course, will not be there. I wonder why.
We'll be there. We'll just have our faces pressed against the fence.
Oh, just a little thing I kind of took pride in. We're not big enough to get an invite, but we're big enough for them to take to social media and absolutely slam us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So incorrect information was handed around today.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch this real quick? I feel like we need to.
I don't mind it.
I mean, let's be very honest here. This was a flash animation posted on the main page that was seen, and
somebody got fired.
And
within 60 minutes of that,
I did not hear if anyone got fired, so I cannot confirm that. I mean, we all know it. Something probably happened to somebody. Some intern was let go, but this wasn't something where we just this wasn't made up. This wasn't like hacked or whatever that other things have suggested. It's just that this was posted on the main page, and it was a flash animation that then listed July 30th right above
June 30th.
I mean, June, yeah. June, yeah. No, it's July 30th now. They've delayed it a month. It's June 30th.
July 30th, 2015.
July 30th, 2015, because obviously the coasters have blown up and everything, and things happen. So this is how we kind of discovered it. I forget the poster exactly. On OU posted it, and then Mr. Sean discovered the actual Flash animation that it was, and then linked to that. And then we both put up posts on that, saying that, you know, a June 30th date. And I'm still hearing June 30th-ish, or something of that nature, so it doesn't sound out of the realm of possibilities. And what's also really interesting is that on the same day, or the day after, they put up banners in the MCO airport with a temporary coming soon little badge on top of the date that Diagon Alley is opening. So I think they're still I think they're still going for whatever date they have, and now they're just kind of saying, no, we're not good. So I'm sorry, I was talking a bunch. Bri?
No, you went on a rant. No. It's one thing if it was like information that we were handed off, like in passing.
Yeah.
I would totally understand that. But the fact that someone, and hey, mistakes like that happen. It happened with the Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
When we all knew it was coming,
Shockwave.
But it was a mistake. Mistakes happen. June 30th might not be the correct date. It might very well be. Just either ignore it, which probably would have been the better idea, or just say a mistake happened. June 30th is not the official date. We will announce an official date. Not incorrect information was handed about, wrongfully circulated. This just makes them look even worse.
Especially if the actual date is June 30th.
Right.
That was our buddy the Bled on the forums on OU.
Thank you.
And then somehow we were all the bad guys for posting it.
Well, we hacked the website and posted a fake picture and all kinds of stuff to it.
I like how we were lectured for posting it when it was on the front page of UniversalOrlando.com.
The bastard children strike again. No media for you.
And not just by Universal, like people who follow us on Twitter, and there's like, y'all aren't professional. Okay. It was posted there for the public to see.
Yeah.
What was the other terminology you used? It was, fake, or no, or something like that.
Hacked, I've
fraud,
heard.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Fraud?
Yeah, that's what it was used.
Really?
Fraud was used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fraud.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I mean, this to me reminds me of like about a decade ago, they were going to announce the Power Mac G5 for the first time, and somehow they accidentally uploaded the GIF images of the specs of the G5 to the Power Mac G4 site, and everyone was like, "What the hell is going on?" And then like later that summer, they announced it, and Steve Jobs called it like a premature specification or something crazy like this. I feel like this is what it is. Just, you know, like someone already had it already mocked up and it got pushed out too early.
Yeah.
Because everything that I feel like that's happening right now is still aiming for that June 30th opening. Because let's be honest here, they already sold packages for the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we know how Warner Brothers has treated this before, where it's either you either get everything or nothing. So it's not like they're going to be able to open Leaky Cauldron and say, okay, guys, see you later. No, it's like, no, they got to go in. They got to go to Florian Fortescue's. They got to go ride the Hogwarts Express. They got to go on Diagon Alley. They have to go on Gringotts. So it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely all or nothing. From what I've heard, it's Universal has pushed to open it up in at least most of it, at least for soft previews. But it's Warner Brothers saying, uh-uh, we need it all.
Yeah. I've heard similar things where they wanted it open before for limited stuff, but it really right now the everything is on Gringotts.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner that is up and running, which I believe is very soon. I do not believe the rumors that somehow it's not hasn't done the 10,000 cycles or whatever it needs to do. It's getting there, and I really do think that within the next week, we're going to see soft openings. for the guests.
Or maybe for some of us lucky enough this week.
Yes, exactly. Well, no, I'm there too. I mean, I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I'm coming back next Friday. So any time then would be really nice, guys. It'd be really cool. I got an annual pass. I can come back. Just tell me
Saturday
when.
Saturday would be great.
Yeah, Saturday would be perfect.
Just saying. I don't care. It'll be open by September.
Yeah, oh, shut up, Mike.
Good Lord.
You can bring your girlfriend, Mike. It'll be fine.
Yeah, in September.
Yes. Continue. I'm sorry. I keep derailing.
No, it's no problem.
Just like Gringotts.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Media previews, obviously, is going to... Seth posted something interesting, obviously, going off of our World Gringotts opener, you know, all the nonsense of testing and whatnot, that they may not even have a chance to write it.
I don't. I believe they will.
Yeah, they will.
People that won the Today Show contest were told that they were going to be able to ride.
Yes, exactly. So. Also, I feel like, I mean, they got burned in Hogsmeade. They got burned at Despicable Me. They got almost burned at Transformers. I feel like it's, you know, three times shame on me, four times, you know, whatever. No, three times shame on you, four times shame on me kind of thing. Where it's just like, I feel like they don't want to say anything until the day of. Where it's just like, cool, it hasn't caught on fire. Come on in!
They'll ride it. There's no way. You can't let... This is the biggest thing that ever happened. There's no possible way that they won't let the media ride it. Could you imagine the headlines? We loved it, but couldn't ride the main fucking ride, you know? But there's no way. They'll ride it.
Yeah, this is Falcon's big theory. Media.
Well, yeah. Tony Gwynn died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry. Catching up on SportsCenter, my bad.
Yeah, it's a big deal. They, the media room they've shown pictures of, it's set up kind of like Radio Row at like the Super Bowl with all these long tables.
Yeah, yeah, it so looks like a presidential debate or something.
I just can't even imagine that they would not ride this attraction. And it's not just theme park media, it's real media.
Yeah.
Like real legitimate people.
People that actually matter.
Doing real legitimate interviews
not
with real people.
Poor little folk.
People who kind of go, okay, I guess I'll ride the ride, you know, that kind of thing. and if it's one of those things where I feel like Gringotts right now is just ramping up. I don't think it's like the situation where we had nearly with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, where it was like they were throwing out cards as quickly as they can and nothing synced up. I feel like everything's synced up. It's just they're ramping up with actual capacity. So, I mean, when you're treating with a VIP and limited amount of people, it's easier to keep that capacity down or, you know, make them watch the queue more. So they, you know, are only running, you know, like five out of, you know, like the 24 trains they want to do or something like that, you know, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Especially because I think they're not, I mean, if they do, which of course I doubt, but if they do, or don't doubt rather, if they do allow the media to write it. That I heard it's only going to be like a short amount of time, like Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and that's it.
I think it's Thursday in the morning, and that's it. In Diagon Alley, I heard it. Or is it both? Because isn't Wednesday the red carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wednesday night's the red carpet.
Wednesday's the big thing.
So it could be just Wednesday, everything else in Diagon Alley, and Hogsmeade, and the Hogwarts Express, and then Thursday could be the rest of it. And Gringotts, just so they have that extra, you know, 24 hours.
Possibly. Pretty much is, I don't foresee it being open long, especially with the limited amount of crowds that's going to be cycling through. So that's probably why media won't have a problem writing it this week.
I mean, when do we think soft openings would be?
Saturday the 21st.
Boom.
Dropping it down right now. Mike dropped. Backing away.
I'm still here.
I've said quite a few times in our private chat that I said the 21st is when they're going to open it up for soft openings, but so I'm going on record as the 21st.
I think within next week. No reason not to.
I'll say when I get there, the 18th.
Well, we said the 21st on our podcast a few weeks ago, so
there you go.
Seems to be the date that everyone's throwing out there, so might as well just jump on board with it.
I mean, they were already rumored to do the 14th previously, but that was caught with issues and stuff I haven't heard about, which I can only assume to be some Gringotts and probably some production-related, especially with the filming with the Today and the Tonight Show. So, I think the 21st. Why not?
Media is gone. Tonight Show is gone. Get everybody else in there.
Yeah, I just hope it's not at night because I have a dinner reservation at GECO on the 21st at 6 p.m. So that'd really suck.
I gotta come back.
But it can't ruin an awesome meal at GECO, right, Nick?
GECO sucks.
Yeah, no. It's awesome. It's the best thing in the world. Don't hate.
No. Casey's Corner is better.
Wow. We're throwing down some really bad stuff tonight.
I gotta say, actually, I've been in GECO and I was not a fan either.
Thank you.
Jesus, I don't know what to do anymore.
He doesn't like butterbeer, so his opinion doesn't count.
No, wait. No, I like butterbeer. Drew is the one that doesn't like butterbeer.
Oh, I'm so,
not that true. I don't like it. It's not as good as everyone thinks it is, in my opinion.
Pumpkin Fizz is better.
Pumpkin Fizz is pretty awesome. Anyone to disagree?
What about that LeFou's brew, y'all?
Yeah, I'd rather die.
It's that passion fruit.
LeFou's, all of a sudden, 2 years ago, everyone got really interested in this beverages with foam on top, and we have no idea why brew.
I'm not a fan of that. Just throwing it out there. Not at all.
Mm-mm. It's kind of disgusting. I've
been to Magic Kingdom since it's been introduced. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to give it a try in October when I go for a day. Mm-hmm. And see how it stacks up to Butterbeer.
Well, I had the... Isn't that the Candy Apple Red or whatever it is in Cars Land? Or is it something else?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I had it in Cars Land and I'm like... This is something. I had that in the dill flavored popcorn, and I'm like, this exists. It's okay. And moving on with my life.
I had to force myself to finish it.
I didn't finish it. I threw it out.
Jennifer didn't want any more, so I just. I wasn't going to pay that much and not finish the daggum drink. I drank it. Even though I didn't want it, and it made me sick later, I still drank the thing.
Spoken like a true teacher.
It's pretty
teacher.
Tough to finish. I think I drank half of it and was like,
That's how I am with butterbeer, man. I can only
have. It's because you're a heretic.
Exactly. Silence him.
Is it like regular butterbeer or frozen butterbeer or warm butterbeer?
I go for frozen.
I don't like frozen.
I don't like the frozen either.
I like the regular.
Frozen's a bad movie.
Let it go, Mike.
Never.
I hated that shit.
So, what about these LED screens in front of London? Anyone?
Really impressive.
I thought that was just for the opening.
They have to be for the opening, but I'm just like looking at them going, what are they going to do with these?
Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck.
I guess maybe slide them to the side as people are walking through, at least the media. I don't know.
The only thing I can think of is just like, you know, you see them and then when they do the media openings, they turn into TV screens and then otherwise they just turn right back into like the London facade. So that's the only thing I can think of, but maybe I'm just being lame or some sort of like awesome, like, battle going on with, you know, people on the screens and like special effects. That'd be pretty cool too.
It's probably like a photo op where they're gonna have the bricks opening up with the the Diagon Alley logo in it. Something lame like that, so don't get your hopes up, Joe.
That doesn't sound lame. That sounds awesome. The only lame thing is that we wouldn't be able to do it, probably.
We'll be looking at the fence.
You'll have to be watching it from Duff Gardens. That's as close as it'll let you get.
Probably true.
We're lucky.
Our tears salting our beers.
They'll be like, this park at the park is closed. You get Fievel's Playland. That's it. Just stay there.
All right. So, obviously, for those not lucky enough to do the VIP or media preview, we can watch and cry from the monitors of our own homes with the webcast.
Yeah. There's actually a blog post in the official blog about it.
Yep.
About the webcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
And telling us how to follow along and which stars to follow on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, follow all their PR people and the stars, and then I think Wednesday is the red carpet premiere, Thursday is Hogwarts Express with the Weasley twins, or the Phelps twins, technically, and then Friday is a tour of Diagon Alley with...
Drake, with Malfoy and...
Longbottom. And they're probably going to show the same exact things that they have so far, other than maybe Hogwarts Express.
I was going to say, that's probably the one that's going to be the really cool one to watch.
Hey, do you have anything to say about this?
Fuck the media.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. I have nothing to contribute on this media conversation. I'm sorry. I got nothing.
It's very upsetting. Another John Williams concert type thing, or was that going to be reserved for the grand opening?
I don't think this one will have them.
No, I don't think so either. I really don't.
No, I think they'll have him in Japan, but not here.
That makes sense. Man, Japan looks so good.
Yeah, what about Japan?
With the lake.
God. How about the real owls?
Yeah,
you guys see that?
No.
They have real owls around the lake in Japan.
Spared no expense.
have you seen the video inside, what they released of inside Hogwarts yet?
No.
Where was this at?
Someone linked to it on OU, this random site I've never heard of before. They actually have, instead of doing the switchbacks outside with... in the greenhouse, it's actually the stairwell inside the portrait gallery. It's pretty awesome, and of course the portraits speak in Japanese, but it's still, you know, it's pretty ridiculously awesome because they also have forced perspective like hallways that go nowhere.
Oh goodness!
Which means all the Epcot fans are gonna gobble that up like crazy. All the fake stairwells and all the fake doors.
Does it have wall carpet? That's the thing that they're
like. Hogwarts wasn't built in the 70s, bro.
Joe, why are you depressing me with this stuff?
That's what I do. Also, Hogwarts Express is a walkthrough.
Yeah, we got a beat there.
Hogwarts Express is a walkthrough. You can actually walk into the train and take pictures.
Yeah, we're actually going to ride ours.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, I know. Plus, they have the additional stores. They have the expanded Ollivanders. They have all that really cool stuff.
I just found the video. I'm looking at it right now.
Where'd you find it at?
It's on... Hold on. It's on page 7, Orlando United, the Japan thread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the videos has already been killed because apparently the uploader has closed their YouTube account, so they've probably been executed in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm going to pull it up now myself. Oh, okay. Here we go. Orlando.
The greatest part was that, like, they did an introduction in front of Hogwarts, and then they had all the Japanese kids run out, and, like, one kid looked like a Japanese Harry Potter, and they all drank butterbeer, and then they show the interior, which is pretty good.
Yeah, the first video is canned. The middle video is, it looks to me, it looks the exact same as the Express Queue. I'm going to watch the third video here right now.
So the Express Queue has stairs in it?
Yes.
I've never been through the Express Queue, so that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The Castle Tour Express Queue.
Yeah, I've never done that one.
I'm seeing it now.
Okay, so that's probably why it's new to me, is that I've never done that before, so.
Oh, you should do it, man. It's pretty good, actually. Like, if the line's really long and you just kind of trying to get out the sun for a little bit, that's a cool little thing to do.
Yeah, it
kills some time.
Cool. So, Brian, moving right along.
Sorry, I was looking at the Japan video.
Japan has to have an extended queue outside at some point, though, right? They can't all be inside.
I think they have some crowds. Extended queue, but I feel like a lot of it has to be indoors because of weather issues. But holy crap, imagine the Tokyo Disneyland, snowfall combined with Hogsmeade. Think about that for a second.
Shut up, Joe.
That's going to be something special. It's going to be cool.
Talk about a place you actually want to get warm butterbeer at.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah. Hate wasn't really big on the warm butterbeer.
Apparently.
Yeah, I hated it.
Really?
It's god-awful. I think I was the only one there that hated it, too.
Sounds like it.
Because yeah, all the employees were like, oh my god, it's the greatest thing ever. I'm like, no, oh, I was dumping it out.
Well, that's because they're, that's because they're just so sick of regular butterbeer. Anything new is like, oh my god, you have to try it.
It's the new drug.
What's up with the little Japanese dude that looks like Harry Potter?
I just said that!
he really looks like Harry Potter.
I told you this, and you thought I was lying.
I did. I know how you Ohio people are.
Ouch.
Japan has their own Harry Potter.
The Browns looked good this year, just wait.
The secret ingredient is... Ara cuisine!
Iron Chef America.
Iron Chef America secret ingredient, butter beer. That'd be the best episode ever. who owns Food Network? Is that a private subsidiary? Or is it
There's no way. Somebody's got to own that.
I'd have to say communist based on the fact that they had Sandra Lee on there.
Paula Deen, y'all.
I live a mile from her.
Yeah, I've heard. Also best Paula Deen I've ever seen is Pug Paula Deen. It's a pug that dressed as Paula Deen. It was pretty awesome. It's a joint venture between Scripps Network Initiative and Tribune Cable Ventures.
Never heard of either of them.
Same. And they seem to be all, yeah, they're both of them are publicly owned companies. Scripps owns HGTV, Food Network, DIY, Cooking Channel, Great American Country, Travel Channel, and You Live. So there you go.
Things you learned today.
They are the Travel Channel.
Nothing to do with theme park talk.
Yeah, there you go. Can't say you didn't learn anything.
Travel Channel.
Can't say you didn't learn anything right here.
I thought the Travel Channel was on by Discovery Channel or something like that.
Maybe.
So, friend of the show, Orlando Informer.
Yes.
He tweeted a picture. They're doing some production outside of King's Cross, and all I could see is the misplaced globe light. I need to see some old pictures and see if there's not a wire in the right spot where it's supposed to be. Did they not wire it up there?
No, they had to do... I think they did the wiring there just so they could actually illuminate the sign.
Yeah.
I think that's why they did that. It's just so you can actually see it. And also, there's that whole entire odd kind of spacing thing that kind of is attractive in its own way. As opposed to, being... it's better to have an odd gap than it is to have an odd addition. If that makes sense.
It's almost like symmetry, Joe.
It is symmetry. Shut up. Man, Vivo looks real good.
Joe, don't get distracted.
I am
just is so cool.
Like no one else is here is distracted. Like no one else here is distracted.
That's because it's new and shiny.
Also, Buko, you know. Fresh, Tagalame, Squid Ink Pasta.
I saw that.
God, Squid Ink Pasta sounds really good. Update. Right bedtime. Have to be up in 4 hours. I think I shall just record that match. Night All from James Phelps. So if he's in town now, he's been up. He needs to get up real soon.
Yeah. Let's see. It'd be 4:30 a.m. his time.
Yeah, it sounds more like he's maybe in the U.S. right now. Let's see.
It would suck if he had to go back to England for like a week. Because they were just here.
That would suck.
That day was a disaster. On paper, that whole let's just go around tweeting random pictures. Really, I had like real no gain from that.
I mean, it was cool.
I like how all the pictures were reversed. They were mirrored. They were flipped for whatever reason.
Yeah, because I remember Weasley's Wheezing, whatever the hell it's called. Wizarding Wheezes. It was backwards, and I didn't even realize that until someone pointed it out.
Yeah.
They were taking selfies.
Oh, random thought. When the USA Today preview came up that day, there's a picture of the Madam Malkin sign. And there's, you know, like those old-time signs with the hand, the finger pointing which direction the thing is that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they put up the sign, they put the hand the wrong way. And I'm wondering if they fixed that or not, if anybody ever noticed. They said, come get your robes here, and it's pointing across the street. Instead of pointing towards the building. Let's see if I can find that picture. I've always wanted to mention it, and I just keep forgetting. And now, there we go.
Yeah, Brian, right, continue.
I'm fixing to tweet it.
Are we moving on yet?
I think we're moving on. You want to move on to Hornets?
Aliens.
Game over, man.
You are Sigourney Weaver.
they bring aliens to Halloween Horror Nights. I'm just going to... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Dude.
I'm going to lose my mind. I'm like shaking, just sitting here in the chair, just thinking about it. Because it just gets me so just excited. I don't even know.
Dude, last year when we did our first... podcast, our return, and we talked about Horror Nights. We were like, what do you want to see from the future? What are like your dream IPs that haven't been done yet in Orlando? And I said, Halloween would be ideal because it's never been done in Orlando. And I said, Aliens would probably be one of the best houses ever made. And now to see that both of them are probably going to happen this year is pretty surreal. They're listening to us.
They got their ideas from you, Drew. They
exactly. You're welcome, everybody, for this awesome Horror Nights coming up.
And he'll text me randomly like, Aiello totally jacked that idea for me.
He did.
If they were able on the scale of American Werewolf but aliens. It's such a recognizable character. I just don't even know there's no way it could suck. There's just no way. That thing popping out, dude. And the little mouth popping out right at you, I'd piss my pants right there.
Dude, you get the sets basically from Interstellar Terror.
Which was an amazing atmosphere. Yeah.
That was a cool house. It wasn't really a scary house. It was just
no, it wasn't, but it was cool though, yeah.
And then you mix in the darkness and the puppets of American Werewolf in London. And you've got yourself probably the best house ever made, in my opinion. And that's what I expect out of it. Like I'm either going to love this house or be totally disappointed by it if it is a thing, it happens.
Well, I'm going to need it to be there because they're bringing back the Walking Dead again. So I need aliens there to offset the pain of me having to walk through another Walking Dead house.
All things considered. It does sound pretty cool. The house, what they've said so far.
What, because it's the longest house ever?
Well, no, the fact that apparently they're going to have a helicopter in there.
So?
That sounds
pretty cool.
God, Interstellar Time has a fucking spaceship in it. Well, what's your point?
Ooh, it's got a helicopter.
We got a dragon right down the street that breathes fire, and a goddamn Optimus Prime chilling on the roof of the building. And we're worried about a damn helicopter? No.
Shit.
Oh man.
You don't have to piss on my parade,
Nate. Dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm over it. I can't even finish the second half of the season. It's still on my DVR. So I'm just pissed off at it.
It's so bad.
That season sucked. The last season sucked.
The only thing that will probably be cool out of that season is the whole scene with the tunnel. That's the only thing that stands out where I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool that it's going to be in there.
And that'll be like the last scene and everybody running through there.
Basically.
Just like the jail cell in the last year. Oh my gosh, they know the plans. No, you just, it's not creative anymore. It's the same fucking thing over and over again. Done with it, man.
See, like, if this was last year and we were just getting The Walking Dead house, like last year's season, I was okay with it. I was okay with a prison house with zombies and all that kind of stuff. It lended itself to it. Whereas this season, nothing really changed as far as the setting for half of it. Everyone split up. And after that split up, nothing really seems to stand out in my mind except for the tunnel, the train tunnel. That's it. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. All I know is that they're saying it's going to be a long house, but I'm thinking, like, there's not that much to work with.
There's the helicopter.
was there even a helicopter in the show?
Yeah, it's when they're in the big lots where it comes crashing down from the top because it comes falling down from
That was actually pretty cool with the that was the start of last season, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool going through that store. And
yeah, that is a cool one actually. I forgot about that.
Yeah, eat shit. Now it sounds cool.
Yeah, that's one scene out of the, I guess they're going to do like 30 because the fucking house is going to be that big.
I think they're doing the moonshine house, the tunnel, the big lots. Have you seen the whole season yet, Nick?
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay, so the one that Beth did.
That's why I just don't know. There was nothing really that stood out to me about that place, the moonshine place.
Yeah, I don't know why they chose it, but that's one of the ones they singled out. That's one I definitely said was going to be in the house.
Okay.
Fuck The Walking Dead, man.
Aliens.
Moving on, yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, that one house, that would be pretty cool. The one where they got trapped downstairs with the zombies and they had to run their way out because they were swarming and then Beth.
Oh, and the golf club. That's the golf course.
And then the other one, too. You had that one, and then you had the White House that her and Daryl went into, and the dog was at the front door, and then Daryl went back to the door, and it was the zombies, and they came flooding in the house.
I think the golf course, the country club, is going to be there. I don't know about the white one.
Dude, I don't remember any of that shit, man.
It was a boring season, though.
It really was. It's like season two was the epitome of a boring season of a show.
Yeah.
But this one was just as close. But the other rumored IPs are Halloween, and I'm almost guaranteeing that you're going to see The Purge in the streets. It just makes all the sense in the world. And there's a motorcycle outside.
He likes The Purge.
Oh, The Purge. The first movie sucked. It was bad. This new one looks like it's going to lend itself to the idea of The Purge. Good Jesus Christ. But yeah, the new Purge movie actually looks like it's going to lend itself to the concept of The Purge way better now that you're out in the city streets. So to think, you know, a scare zone in New York, Hollywood, I could see it working very well.
Especially with some of those masks.
Yeah. And it's just like the Walking Dead zombies in a way where they can just kind of blend in with the guests.
Yeah, like the Strangers did. Well, I mean, not so much, but
yeah, they're like, you know, like the Strangers, but not quite. But I don't know. You know, it's one of those things. I'm sure the DVD is going to be coming out around that time too.
Now, so I've only seen the trailer for The Purge, the second Purge, like I think once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have, like, masks on, or are they just regular people?
They're regular people, but they have, like, you know, like if you go to rob a store and they wear those masks, like ski masks and stuff.
Is that the one that they had, like, the ones that look like the fake president mask that they wear at Halloween that looks so exaggerated?
Yeah, that was the first one. I don't know if they have those in this new one.
I think there was a few, but a majority it's been like a whole variation of masks.
Yeah.
Or not even wearing some.
Because in the first one, it was just those people. This one, however, it looks like there's a whole bunch of shit going on. So there's more characters to work with compared to the original one.
Joe, Michael, I haven't really heard your takes on The Walking Dead coming back. Just wanted to make sure you're still, you know, around, living or something.
Oh, I'm here, but you know my thing on Halloween Horror Nights.
I hate The Walking Dead. Joe is scared.
They're dragging my ass out to Halloween Horror Nights, so...
Best time to go to Universal Studios.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. So who hasn't been to Halloween Horror Nights?
Joe.
And Nick. What?
I've never been either.
Me?
What?
I don't think you understand my relationship with the horror.
I'm not, because I just can't even comprehend that right now. That's the best. That's the best time to go.
I can actually relate. Maybe it's my anxiety. I don't know what it is. But, you know, I'm going in September. I think we're all going in September, except for Mike, because Mike is a lame. Right, Mike?
No, I'm going.
Really? Mike's Are you going?
I have an annual pass. I'm going. I got to go sometime.
You haven't confirmed with our text messages about a hotel reservation, man.
He said he was coming. He just wasn't sure about with the chick.
Yeah, I might have a plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's... Well, then that means basically I'm coming, but we're not gonna go. So it's all good. We're just gonna chill. I'm excited to go. I'm throwing it down right now, man. Don't forget that, Mike. I'm throwing it down right now. I'm excited to go. I'm just anxious about it. I mean, I'm the one who
should be.
I'm the one who is anxious about anything else in my life, let alone Halloween Horror Nights. So.
Take him through the alien house first.
Yes. I mean,
I'm never doing this again.
I was the one who didn't like ride Splash Mountain until I was 14 because I was so scared. I mean, I'm the worst.
Oh, that's great.
And all the confessions come out. Yeah, I think they're funding a GoPro for me to wear as they push me through every single house.
That would be awesome.
Look at me. I'm like volunteering. I'm just going to invite myself because I want to just see it. I want to be like right there being like, watch this.
Sean's already like, we're going to put him through first and then we're just going to watch him cower into a ball in the middle of it. And I'm like, thanks, guys. I love you too.
I don't feel that Drew actually, being a Horror Night aficionado, he was terrified of going to Dracula House in 2009.
Dude, that one was pretty intense.
That was, man. That was an intense-ass house. That was one of the scariest ones I've ever been through.
Well, the first year I went was 2007, and The Thing, which is still one of my favorite houses, if not my favorite house, which was really intense too, the first time we went through it, me and my buddy were the only two going through. So... That was, I mean, when you get a chance to go through a house like that and there's only one or two of you going through, man, it is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Happened last year with La Llorona, too. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. You can usually catch one of the tent houses or, if you get lucky, the parade house. It's like on either like the first weekend or like the last weekend, you go right there. Yeah, that's when you need to get him in there, is when the sun hasn't quite gone down yet and your lights haven't adjusted, your eyes haven't adjusted to the darkness, and you get thrown into this pitch black house and you're feeling your way through the first couple rooms and you're like, I can't see anything. And the scare actors are like, I can see you. That's a true story that happened to my wife and I. It was Halloween day and we'd already been like probably five or six times to the event that year. And, it was the first house we went to. It was Scary Tale 3 at the parade building. We go in the first room. We're by ourselves. There's no one ahead of us, no one anywhere close to being behind us. And it was one of the first times we were there, like, when it was still daylight outside, and we go right in the house, and I was, like, instantly, like, this was a bad idea. And, like, my wife is like, I can't see anything. And, like, four characters simultaneously at the exact same time. We can see you. And it was the whole house was just terrifying the whole way through. I got the shit scared out of me like 15 times. It was awesome. God, I'm excited. I think I'm more excited about Halloween Horror Nights than I am this whole Diagon Alley shit. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I'm on that one.
There was a little bit of sarcasm there.
Just saying. Halloween but, Horror Nights is just no. going to be me going around saying, I've made a bad decision. I made a huge mistake.
Just get them
right there with you, Joe.
And then just me walking around, just drinks. Hello Darkness, my old friend, playing along as I walk around all the...
That was in the Brian household.
Aliens.
I don't know if you guys ever seen it. I know Drew and Hate have. My walkthrough at Busch Gardens Halloween Scream.
Oh, man. Classic.
For the Oglethorpe, whatever the hell it was called. Blood Asylum?
Oglethorpe.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and their media event was to do the GoPro. Through the walkthrough.
Oh, lovely.
And it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I had to go through. And I'm living in Miami. Had to drive 5 hours to Busch Gardens, get there at 12 o'clock, and they're like, okay, you're like 20th in line. Oh, awesome. Great. Okay. So by 3 a.m., I was just ready to go home, and I'm just walking through the haunted house without a care. Like, it's the most awkward experience that you'll see on YouTube.
So people jump at you, and you're just like, fuck it. He's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, things happen. I need to go to bed now.
Essentially, there's even one scene where one comes out and I go, oh, okay, you got me. And let's continue on.
The fine line between being really fucking scared because you're so tired and just being like, who cares? I need to go to bed. I'm so sleepy. Kill me now. That kind of thing.
I'm like that. Every time I go through a haunted house, I'm like, oh, okay, you scared me. All right, and I keep going. I ruin it, so that's why I normally don't go.
Nick's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I really am, because that's the only way I keep myself from freaking out is because I'm a dick about it, because that keeps me from freaking out. So that's like my safety mechanism.
Note play to self. As characters are listening to this and they're like, bingo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Duly noted. So I'm going to throw out a random question to everyone and I'll answer last because I answered this question before. Is what property or random kind of idea for house that what would you like to see next for a Halloween Horror Nights house?
Like this year or just ever?
I mean, this year, next year, the year after, sometime
soon. Outside of what we've already talked about, or?
I'm going to mention what I already talked about, but just in general. I think we should all throw out our ideas right now. It's like, our idea, like, we each pick, like, an awesome house for Halloween Horror Nights, because there's, like, 6 of us here, so why not?
Hellraiser.
Okay. Previous house, or...
No, well, they kind of included it in the All Night Dying, so it was just like a scene or two.
Okay.
But so
explain just a little sort bit. Of like,
well, I think I don't even remember what the scene was. I think it was the what the hell do they call it?
I love Hellraiser. It always comes back to Hellraiser.
That movie is terrifying if you really think about it.
They're in the
other dimension or whatever, and I think it's in his lair. I think that's really the only scene they had in. In the All Night Dying. But I mean, think of it. It's Pinhead. It's a fucking guy with pins out of his head. Like, that's terrifying.
Hence the name.
I mean, it's pretty clear cut. But not only that, like, if you see the first movie, if you really, like, I don't know when's the last time you've probably seen it. Like, I think my dog peed in the house.
That's the second Halloween Horror Night now. So just the dog peeing in the house.
Aries pee. If you really go back and watch the first movie, like there's some terrifying scenes that can be translated well into a haunted house. Like when the chains come out of Pinhead's whatever dimension it's called. I think actually it's technically called Hell. There it's the Pinhead, it's the Cenobites Hell or something. Well, whatever. When the chains come out and just start ripping the flesh, I can just imagine that as a scene as you walk by, like one of those, you know, actor scenes like they used to have back in, like in Body Collectors. I know, Joe and Nick probably not familiar with this, but they had one scene where the Body Collectors were working on the spine of a victim, and you just walk through. Okay, so yeah, you walk through and you're just pulling at it. So translates well with Hellraiser. You just see chains just ripping flesh on somebody. I'm morbid.
Well, for me, my answer has always been Alien. So now that's, you know, I guess going along the line with the same type of movies, and this is a rumor too, but I don't think it's true, is that everyone, you know, there's a rumor going around of Alien versus Predator being instead of the Alien house, but I think a Predator house could actually be kind of cool if done right. But we had the New Line characters a very long time ago, what, 6 years now, I think it was, but I'd like to see them brought back, and I would like to see some kind of house where it's actually Freddy versus Jason, because that's one of my favorite campy horror movies, man. This is something about that movie. It's well done for something that doesn't need to be well done as far as the storyline goes, and I would like to see the two of them in a house and us caught in the middle of the carnage.
Let's see.
And The Conjuring, man. That would be another good one.
I was going to say The Conjuring or even Sinister, because that movie scared the bejesus out of me. I'll give you two. I would say that I would really like to see Freddy Krueger make an appearance. I know he was there when we had the New Line characters. I didn't much care for the house. I feel like they kind of maybe missed the mark on that house. I didn't hate the house by any means.
Thank you.
It's just
it was a letdown for me.
It was a letdown. It's he's one of the most iconic horror, you know, he is horror, you know, and it's like same thing with Michael Myers. You know, they did the All Night Die-In, and it was cool to see him, Freddy, Leatherface all in the same house, but I just feel like the houses have come so far in the past, you know, 3 to 4 years, that if they were to, you know, redo, Nightmare on Elm Street as far as the house is concerned, I just feel like, as far as the overall story, even with some of the same effects that we saw, it would just be a much, much better house. I wouldn't be opposed to the Freddy versus Jason thing. I don't really have a problem with that. It'd probably make for a little bit of an easier house. As far as execution, but I just feel like Friday the 13th was kind of a miss. And as far as any pre-existing property, I would love to see something like probably Hellgate Prison get a sequel. That was I really liked that house. It's one of my favorites. Again, The Walking Dead's kind of fucked that up as usual. But, you know, I'm all for sequels. I love some of the older properties that they have. If there was any other one that I would love to see come back, as far as some of the newer houses, hands down, it would be the Catacombs. I would love to see the Catacombs come back in a sequel that's deserving and not a pile of shit.
Mike, Nick?
It would never happen, but Harry Potter house with from book 5 with the Death Eaters and the Ministry of Magic, that'd be pretty cool. But that will never happen. And again, Treehouse of Horror, that'd be cool, but that would never happen.
Also, Treehouse of Horror, I think, would be up there.
Yeah. I'd like to see them do American Werewolf again, just because I didn't get to see it last year.
Go to Hollywood.
Just make it a permanent part of the London waterfront. I'm fine with that.
I don't watch enough horror movies to really have an opinion.
Michael Jackson, The Neverland Ranch Experience.
Too soon.
Seriously, there's actually two things. One, the one that was really rumored earlier this year that really got me excited was Ghostbusters.
Yes.
As like a comedy house.
Yes.
Almost. Yeah. That I would love that just because. And from a personal point of view, if they could somehow get Star Trek and do the Borg, like the Borg have taken over a ship and you're kind of stuck going through that and they're coming out at you and stuff like that with the smoke blowing in your face and stuff like that, that'd be kind of cool.
Okay. I've said this before, I will still stand against it, is just a somehow Bioshock house, preferably CompSec house, where you kind of go through a tear right into Rapture. I think it would be pretty cool. That's from the video game series. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I like BioShock would probably be good. I mean, yeah. I don't know how the Big Daddy would translate.
Well, it's not necessarily the Big Daddy, but I'm saying like from Comstock House, where you enter, you know, the Mid-American kind of.
Oh, so you're saying going from
Asylum Infinite. House, and then going from Infinite, where you just like you're just in the house, and all of a sudden it just like I don't know, Elizabeth pulls you through the tear into Rapture, and then it's just like crumbling or something. I don't know. It could be a really cool projection effect for all we know, and some practical effects. So you know. You go from dealing with Comstock House and all the Boys of Silence and stuff like that and all that the kind of lunatic asylum slash morgue that they have going on there into the kind of dilapidated underwater city of Rapture. I think that'd be really cool. Yeah, you know, splicers coming out of you. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's something that would be really cool and really awesome. And it's one of those video game properties that makes sense, I feel like. As opposed to, you know, Silent Hill or Resident Evil 2.
I'm just speaking out loud, but I feel like they should have focused more on the movie Resident Evil than the game. I love the game, don't get me wrong, but I think it was a miss.
Yeah, I think that's another issue that I was thinking about when I tweeted out a while ago is, like, video game properties as theme park properties. It's like a lot of them can transfer better as movies than they do video games.
Yeah. I will say, though, that I hated – I didn't necessarily hate the video game Silent Hill. I wasn't really a fan of it. But as soon as I saw it was coming due as a house, I was like, well, this could be pretty cool. But I hated the Orlando house, and I loved the Hollywood house. I loved Hollywood on that house. It was outstanding. It scared the hell out of me multiple times. It was in the mummy queue over there, and it was just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Their pyramid head was just multiple times he came out at you at the most, you know, you weren't even expecting it. All the characters, the effects. That's why I'm such a fan of John Murdy, because he does so much with so little over there. And I just felt like I really needed to point that out that it sucked in Orlando, but in Hollywood, it rocked.
It was awful. Awful.
Yeah.
The whole year was pretty awful as far as the IPs went anyway.
I do think, though, that in Silent Hill in Orlando, they got the facade right. The entrance to the house. That was eerie.
That was all they got right.
Yeah. That's about it. It's the only hat tip I'll give them. Little curtsy.
So, what about that Disney Hollywood Studios, y'all?
That thing.
So Matt Hochberg's park, also known as the embarrassment of the Disney company, besides the other studio park they own, they're closing American Idol experience, Live the Dream, Sing It, or whatever they call it nowadays, I don't know. That's closing. When I wrote the show notes, the stunt show was rumored as closing, but now they've confirmed that it's not closing. So it just sounds like they're closing American Idol because, hey, who cares? We're not actually measuring attendance. We're just going to increase attendance 3% every year, even if it's not practical or if it makes sense. Or maybe, God, I hope the fire squad doesn't read our attendance reports, otherwise they'd audit us. You know, one of those things. American Idol and the stunt show. Thoughts, guys?
When an attraction has only been open for 5 years, and when it's closing, you say, finally, that's a problem.
Yes. But on the other side, though, I mean, the same thing with Stitch. I mean, Stitch is right now open longer than Alien Encounter was.
That's a problem.
And that's a problem because no one cares. And it's just, it's indifferent. You've crossed between the realm of actually caring between something and actually hating it so much or being disgusted about it, like Alien Encounter, that it just enters this malaise that just doesn't matter or doesn't care. And if that's what you're aiming for your new e-tickets in a theme park, God, wow, just give up. Just don't do anything with your life. Just crawl in a ball and just suck your thumb now.
I mean, I think the major issue besides the fact, going to Stitch real quick, it's not the fact that it replaced Alien Encounter, which was one of my all-time attractions growing up. It's the fact that, okay, I understand you try to kiddify Tomorrowland. It's the execution of Stitch that's the problem.
Fair enough. I would disagree. I would disagree with the actual kiddifying too, because I feel like the actual Tomorrowland 94 is a good idea. I feel like it didn't go far enough, but also I do agree with you. The execution was piss poor.
Because if Stitch was actually a great attraction, we probably won't have so much animosity towards it.
Because let's just point across, you know, the Pacific Ocean to Japan, where they have a Stitch attraction. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the Tiki Room. Because no one likes Dick Stitch. they like the Reform Stitch. They like Reform Stitch, who's nice. And that's what that Stitch is. That no one likes the 626 Stitch, and that's the problem.
I actually enjoy the 626 Stitch, but that's just me.
Okay, fair enough. But I'm just saying, there's multiple problems.
Put it this way, Stitch is so bad that it takes away our attention from realizing how bad Monsters, Inc. Laugh War is.
Yes.
Or how bad Tomorrowland in general is.
It could be worse. It could be Disneyland's Tomorrowland.
I like Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Now, everyone's going to bring this judgment on me. But I had... We went for the first time in our trip, and we hated it. We went for the second time in our trip, and, like, the middle segment was this, like, the guy doing knock-knock jokes, and they picked this Italian lady who came from... that can't speak American.
Right off the boat.
Right off the boat. Like, not even English, just can't speak American, can't understand American, anything. And she just, and they do
can't
knock.
Speak no American.
And she can't do knock-knock jokes. That's what I mean by can't speak American, is, like, she doesn't understand, you know, the kind of colloquialisms, you know, the joke patterns, all that stuff. So they just, like, they do, like, this whole entire how to do a knock-knock joke with this poor lady from Italy. And it's just, and it's like, tell her how pretty she looks. It's like, you look great. And she's like, I'm Rosario. It's like, yes, we know. Anyway. It's like, knock, knock. Hello? It's like, guess who it is? Rosario. No, that's your name. Rosario. Yes, we know. We know what your name is. So that's kind of my love for it. It's just like this total kind of collapse of comedy into some sort of Louis C.K. bit. Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress, but I love Laugh Floor for what it is, which isn't great, but, you know, whatever. I like it more than Stitch.
If it was somewhere else, it'd be better.
No, yes,
but
I
its
completely
location
agree.
Sucks.
Same with the Alien Encounter.
Shoot, if they would have done Alien Encounter in Hollywood Studios with the alien theme, that thing would still be around.
Agreed.
Yes. And it would be heralded as one of the best attractions ever.
Mm-hmm.
Save Skippy.
Yes. Hashtag save Skippy.
But I guess we go back to the original American Idol experience closing. Yeah, I knew when they announced it, it was at least 5 years too late. And I think within a year after it opening, I think Simon had left as the judge.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously knew that there wasn't a long shelf life for this thing from the get-go. So it's... When they announced it was more of about time.
Well, when did American Idol debut?
2009.
Really? 2000? No. The show.
I think 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It came out when I was in high school. So
that was 8 years later? Really? Eight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2002.
Because Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was in 99, and the show came out in 2001, so that was 2 years.
Yeah, but Millionaire didn't have a very long shelf life to begin with.
But God, that show was amazing. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Play It, was amazing. Don't hate it. If you never experienced it, it was so good.
It was fun.
I marathoned that ride like nobody's business. Like, what we would do is we would get in line for it. Like, we spent more time in Hollywood series than we ever did before. We just get in line and line again. If we didn't get in line, we went to the backstage pass and we watched it. Like, a friend of ours, cousin, got the $1 million question, and she took the cruise trip when we were there.
Oh, that was a great gig. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did get in the hot seat too. I have photos. Awesome. I'm gonna tweet that out, but I'll tweet that out later. But God, that was a really good show. That was a really good show. Because everyone was involved, it was completely interactive. Anyone could be in there, and it was like 45 minutes long. And all the actors are really good.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. I prefer it over the American Idol experience. I thought it was, when I first saw it, I didn't like it either. It's like, you could tell all the judges were just trying to force that characterization of Paula and Simon, and it's just it seemed so forced, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't natural.
No, and that's the biggest problem. I feel like at least, you know, no one was trying to be like Regis in, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They were just being cooperative, and they're just being positive. I mean, they're just who they were, as opposed to trying to fit stereotype number 3 in American Idol.
So I guess maybe now we can move on to the fact that the closing it for the rumored expansion of the Star Wars land opening 2023.
That sounds optimistic for an opening.
And I would suggest to you that just closing it because the contract is running out and they don't want to renew, and ABC has their own music show coming up soon.
Bingo.
Rise of Star Experience coming soon.
I think they're closing it because the contract's expiring. I don't think they're replacing anything. And also, we heard stuff about just throwing out stuff to kind of diffuse the Diagon Alley rumor cycle kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I mean, when the rumor came out that it was for Star Wars, I didn't buy into it, probably because of the fact that it seems so far away from Star Tours. If you really look at it, it just didn't make sense that.
Well, I mean, they closed Sounds Dangerous.
Well, that's because that was an abomination.
I mean, besides that, I mean, they closed it. That's what I was trying to go for. Sorry.
Well, Jim Hill has suggested that whole area be Star Wars, from basically the street to Star Tours. So that whole area, Echo Lake area, would be Star Wars. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can just see.
Just bring back Doug Live.
Oh my God, no!
I love it.
And back to the happy place. Because all Doug that matters is all the ones on Nickelodeon, not Disney Channel.
Exactly. I'm totally with that one.
Once Roger gets rich, doesn't matter anymore.
Roger got rich?
Yes. He got rich, and that's when he went to the Disney Channel. Like, that was their thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Also, fun fact, lived in Richmond, Virginia. Doug is all about Richmond, Virginia. No joke.
Okay.
No, really. Trust me here. What's Doug's sister's name again?
Phoebe, Judy? I think. Judy, there you go.
Yeah, Judy. She went to Moody High School. She went to Moody? That's an actual high school in Richmond, Virginia.
I did not know that.
Yes, there you go. Look it up. Factual. I'm throwing down the facts here. So.
More things you learn. First Food Network, I forgot the name already, and...
Yeah, the facts, they're all falling down right now on you. Do we have anything else with Disney-related, or is just like...
Yeah,
Anna and Elsa separated because...
Star Wars Weekends?
Star Wars Weekends.
Mike? Yeah, like, they weren't as crowded as usual.
Yeah.
You know, despite the fact of having Mark Hamill there.
Didn't they lock out cast members for, Mark Hamill's Weekend or something like that?
Almost positive they did.
Yeah, I think that's what I think I saw one of my cast member friends on Facebook fussing about that.
So when you block out cast members who care the most, they don't show up. Who'd have thought?
Yep.
But Hollywood Studios attendance has never been better, y'all.
No, really, they're selling out every single day, man. You can never confuse that.
Crowds.
Hashtag
as well as Animal Kingdom.
Hashtag crowds. Well, I mean, that's the same thing with the premier seating. It's like they have like 50, 100 premier seats, so everyone buys the premier seats, and it's like it's sold out. No, you sold for like 100 out of like 500 people. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I hear good things about the food. I don't know if I can say anything about the show. Anyone else? Bueller?
What food are you talking about?
It's food from Boma and Jiko and Sanaa.
You're talking about Harambe Nights. I thought we were still talking about Star Wars Weekend.
Yeah, me too.
We're talking about Harambe Nights.
The hell?
Yeah.
You said premiere, and I thought that you meant like the premiere theater sold out. And
sorry, no. I kind of went into things. Sorry. Anyway, Harambe Nights.
Wow.
I got lost.
Shit happens.
Was I the only one that got lost?
No.
No, man.
Okay, great. Okay, Whiplash. Awesome.
I think the Harambe Nights is something stupid. it's not even there. I don't understand what they do. I just really don't. I've lost touch with Disney. If you want the real Disney experience, just go to Disneyland.
Exactly. Yes.
That's the only thing that's the only place that, you know, my wife and I, and this is totally unrelated, and I apologize for taking us off subject, but we don't have Disney passes at the moment, and we're contemplating getting them because she's getting ready to be one here in like a month and a half, and it's just like I'm really pushing to take her for her first birthday to Disneyland, just because
I would.
I have that much hatred for the Orlando resort right now. I really do.
Yeah.
Jen and me.
Screw Walt Disney World.
That's right.
Hey, Sean. Jen and me basically made a decision that we're not going to go to Walt Disney World unless something amazing happens. We're done. We'll go. We'll save every few years and go out west. So
you're not going to Walt Disney World then?
I don't plan on it.
Not even for Rising Star, spring 2015?
Not even for Avatar.
Fuck Avatar.
Did you see that James Cameron said he's going to make 3 Avatar movies for $10 million?
Oh my God. Did Sean jump on?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. Did you just hear me say screw Walt Disney World?
No, I didn't hear that.
My the huckle.
It was the best timing.
Earlier, I fucked my mic up, so I apologize. we're talking about media at Die Again, and I threw my mic at the ground.
There's media there?
Yeah. just a few Disney websites that are at the Universal Parks. That's it.
The only time they ever go to Universal.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as they get back from the media event, fuck Universal. They suck.
I'm going to Epcot.
Going to Animal Kingdom to see the same Lion King show that I've seen for the past 12 years.
Yeah, Ricky tweeted about how great Vivo was and how he'd be going all the time now. And I'm like, okay, so
no, he won't. Year.
The ass kissing has begun.
Don't you know who I am?
So, it's a shame that Diagon Alley still has 3 years left. The media is not going to get to see it this week.
Okay, Brian, fortunately, I have to duck out right now. I have to go pick up my father from the airport so we can get ready to go to Disney. So I have to go. So I'm going to end my recording.
Damn it, Joe, you're destroying the narrative.
I know, that's why I pulled you in for this. I pulled you in so you can take over for me. But I'll see you guys later. I'll see you guys later this week.
Thursday.
We're going to be at the Tonight Show. Also, Nick.
I won't be, Nick, but I'll be there.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you should talk about our whole entire meetup later.
Oh, yeah. What, that's 8? I'll make it up.
He doesn't even know what it is.
I'll make it up. Don't worry about it.
Go make it up, or just look at us on our Twitter at Parkscope, or you can follow me at Parkscope Joe. It all works.
Y'all should probably switch it to Antojitos or something, because I don't think this Duff plan's a good plan anymore.
I'm wondering about that myself.
I'm wondering about that too, but let's put it this way. Discuss it and then get back to me on it, and then we'll tweet it on the main account. How about that? Because I have to get going. So I'll see you guys later. Take care. Brian, you're recording, right?
Sure.
God, I hope so. God, I hope so. Okay. Right, I'll see you guys later. Take care.
Right. See ya.
Now there's only one host, Brian. You're in charge.
Well, now that guy's gone, let's talk about business.
what did you guys talk about?
Kind of rambled on for a little bit pointlessly about Diagon Alley. and then Horror Nights and Walking Dead, and then we went into American Idol Experience.
Okay.
And how it means absolutely nothing.
No, it means absolutely nothing. That theater will 100% be empty for the next 3 years, at least. No, it's not even budget cuts. The contract ran out with whoever owns American Idol.
Fremantle.
And they didn't renew, which is probably a good thing because there's no reason to renew that contract. But
we're closing rides and getting even more people in the gates.
It's Hollywood Studios. No one goes there.
Lies.
That's not true. That's not true.
Kennedy Park in Orlando, guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. People only go there for Toy Story Mania, Star Wars Weekends, and Osborne Lights. And
nobody
even went for
Star Wars Weekends. I was watching something on Twitter the other day, and they were showing how they were packing up for Star Wars Weekends, and I was like, damn, it's already done? Oh, well.
Well, the only reason, apparently they blocked out cast members for the only weekend anyone would want to go, so that's why no one was there.
The Mark Hamill weekend.
Yeah, they blocked out cast members, so...
They should have blocked it out for what's his nuts, Jar Jar Binks.
I'm a best.
The craziness of Jar Jar, camping out overnight and shit.
Yeah, that took some balls for him to say, like, "Oh yeah, I'll go down and meet the public."
Yeah, he's done it a couple times.
All the Star Wars fans being like, "I'm gonna kill you. You ruined it."
But I'm going to wait at 6 o'clock in the morning to meet you.
People were there overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
To meet Jar Jar.
And we wonder what's wrong with America.
Did we all talk about how stupid that an Alien versus Predator house would be?
No, we did not touch on that. But we talked about how awesome an Alien with American Werewolf style props would be.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and those will probably be in an Alien versus Predator house, but god damn it, I don't want Alien versus Predator.
Exactly.
Predator doesn't read horror to me.
No,
it's more action movie.
Yeah.
But I just want the Nostromo. Like, if it's Alien versus Predator in space, I'll be okay with it. But I'm afraid it's going to be like the second Alien versus Predator, which was in a Midwest town. No one wants to be in a Midwest town. No one. The Midwest is the most useless place on the planet.
The Arctic Temple would be pretty cool.
Yes.
I'm with you on that one.
It'd be better than the Midwest town. Come on.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Those movies are so bad.
Look at what you got to work with, guys.
The second one was like so bad that it was just pure awesome. Nobody was safe.
Was so bad, it was pure awesome.
Nobody was safe. Pregnant women, children, everyone died. It was just crazy.
The second one had the Predator alien, right?
Yeah. The Walking Dead Predator. It's coming.
I don't know. I'm not the Walking Dead. I was expecting it. It just doesn't even register for me at this point. It doesn't bother me.
I'm just glad that it's not the whole streets. I think that's what kind of killed it last year.
Yeah.
If it was just another house, like, okay, it's just another house. But then, like, now the whole streets are taken over by zombies.
The props and everything were good last year, but the actual, you know, masks, and it was just
and apparently we're getting, like, real streets this year, so.
Which is a breath of fresh air at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm fine. I don't know. I'm pretty good with everything I'm disappointed that it might be Alien versus Predator, but if I get alien puppets, I'm
going to get it. Alien Predator. It can't be. It just can't. You can't tease us with Alien and then throw Predator in there. As awesome as Predator is, but just nod together. Just don't do it.
Joe wants me to talk about my Halloween Horror Night idea house idea, but I don't remember what house idea I had. Mike or Nick, do you remember?
No. Joe talked about BioShock.
Oh. Was this like a Blue topic you guys talked about?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, what's our dream IP, whether it comes this year or later on?
Okay.
Whether it be a repeat house or...
I want the Undertaker WWE house that Hollywood 10 years ago.
I want the Angel and Buffy house that Hollywood had.
They had an Angel Buffy house?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If you go on YouTube and you look up the Undertaker house, there's like a clip of the Undertaker walking through it. And there's a part where it's supposed to be a Hell in a Cell and Mankind is just crawling around on the top of it. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
That's awesome. In a terrible way.
I know what I'm doing after the podcast. 90s.
I like how Hollywood's event was so bad that they just got rid of it for like 10 years. Did we talk about how stupid it is that there's no tubes at the Cabana Bay?
No, I haven't brought that up yet.
Yeah, we haven't even touched Cabana Bay.
How stupid is that? Hey, yeah, everyone, come to our hotel and use our lazy river. You have to pay $12 for it, too.
I'm so mad about that.
Didn't someone say that the Yacht and Beach Club or something like that, they charge too?
No, they definitely don't.
They don't? No. Okay.
Well, when the main aspect that you're advertising is the lazy river, man, it's like, hey, you can do it, but you have to pay $18 for a tube. It's just like... And then...
Is it really $18?
Wow, $12.
One of them, I think, was. It was like a huge one.
Yeah, the biggest one was 12, I think.
12. The biggest one I saw was 12.
Still, that's kind of...
But I'm taking mine this weekend, so we'll see if they'll let me use it.
They will let you use it. And if they tell you you can't use it, you complain the first chance you get. And you will get to use it. Because that's ridiculous.
All right. Yep. Oh, yeah, and I did look. Buffy and Angel Hellmouth Haunt. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm a big fan of the show, but that's not a Halloween Horror Night House property.
Yeah, yeah, no. Same year as The Undertaker, No Mercy.
It was the same year.
How is it named after a pay-per-view? Which I'm pretty sure was the October pay-per-view back then.
It was, actually. All right, so I guess you guys want to talk about the meetup you guys had planned?
Yeah, Nick, go ahead and talk about it.
Sure. Well, I think that Joe said 8:30 at Duff Gardens for a beer and cinematic, but none of that's happening, so I don't know really what we're doing now. That was supposed to be Thursday.
Go to Antojitos.
Yeah, make Joe go to Antojitos.
Yeah, he's trying to duck out of there for some reason.
Well, he just saw Italian, and he's Italian, and, you know, that's his problem, so...
His last name's Matt.
So I'm guessing that we're full.
He's not Italian.
he claims to be Italian.
Never met any Italians with the last name Matt.
He has two first names.
He has three first names.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Ironically, I do as well. So, but I'm
there you go. All right, so we're going to say 8:30 at Antojitos. How about that?
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Do we know how long the Fallon show is going to run for?
I don't. Done, are they?
Yeah,
yeah, they were done
that.
It seemed like.
Yeah, they were done by recording. I think at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and then once they're done recording, they let the entire studio audience just out into the park, but they get first dibs on. Getting in line to be up front for the performance.
Yeah. Who's performing on Thursday?
Pitbull.
Dalek!
Does he have like a running contract with Universal where every single event he has to be at or something?
He probably did something stupid and they're holding him to it now. Dalek!
You
was just born and raised in the county of Dade.
Wasn't born there, but I did spend some time down there, and it will mess you up. That is a shithole area.
No, I you know, I'm okay with actually Pitbull being there. It's George Lopez as the guest.
Yeah, dude, that
sucks,
man. God. It's like who, Jimmy Fallon, or I think he's on Jimmy Fallon like last week, and David Letterman had like Seth MacFarlane, and there was like a Robert De Niro. There was like a bunch of good ones this last week, and as soon as they go to Orlando, it's like the B team comes out.
Dude, cuz there's no movies coming out this week.
Dude, Brian knows my story. I don't know if you did. I had tickets for Fallon here in New York, and it was the week that Spider-Man came out. And every night was like Jamie Foxx and Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone. And I had tickets that week, and the night that I had tickets for was the one night that nobody from Spider-Man was there, and the headline guest was David Spade. I did not attend.
Man, fuck that.
I'd be okay with David Spade preferred to George Lopez.
I would David Spade in a heartbeat over George Lopez.
It's Joe Dirtay. I was going to say, it's really weird that some of their guests, like Keenan Ivory Wayans, what the hell is he doing there?
I don't know.
He's taking his family to Diagon Alley.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I'm getting that Harry Potter.
what's the Wayans brothers? What movies do they do? The
White Chicks.
Scary movies.
White Chicks, Diagon Alley. The sequel.
All right, so 8:30, Antojitos on Thursday.
Yep.
For the Parkscope meetup.
Unless
half,
we get the Diagon
Alley. Half of Parkscope meetup.
Unless Diagon Alley soft opens for whatever reason, and then it's every man for themselves.
You're all on your own.
Yeah.
Guys, it's never going to open. Why haven't you realized this yet?
JK,
if you go on Gringotts, you are taking your own life in your hands.
I thought that was a South decapitated.
It's closed forever.
Have you guys heard anything? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take us off topic, but have you guys heard anything about the intimate chaos that is Falcon's Fury?
I just saw the video where, like, shit looked like it was flying off of it.
The thing is fucked up. Like, I think I sent a tweet out, like a month and a half ago, and all I said was, this thing is fucked up.
I asked this, like, a month ago. Like, how do they still keep getting work?
I don't know.
They always fuck it up. Always.
Gringotts.
Yeah. Something is always fucked up when they are involved.
Every time. The only two times that Busch Gardens hasn't made an opening day for an attraction, Intamin was involved both times.
Yeah.
I'd have to look back at the old school monorail that they took out years ago. I have a feeling that was probably delayed in the 70s because Intamin was involved.
Shit, Drachenfire sucked, but at least they built it on time.
That was aerodynamics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
They were terrible, and they still got that thing done.
The old neck breaker.
So few people rode that. There was eagles building nests and shit on top.
Yep.
I remember that shit, man. Oh my god.
I remember like the first time I went to Busch Gardens Williamsburg as a kid, and I was like, my dad's a huge roller coaster buff, and that's kind of how I got into it. And I'm like, we're going on that, and he's like, hell no, we're not going on that thing. That thing sucks.
Oh, Drachenfire.
Yeah, Drachenfire.
Where it was, is there's still nothing built on it.
No, there's nothing there. Because what is it called? What's the last one they built?
For Bolton.
For Bolton, yeah.
That's Big Bad Wolf area. Yeah.
That's a good coaster. Love that coaster.
I haven't been on that. I want to go.
Yeah, it's really good.
Then you go back up there.
You know, I still haven't been on Cheetah Hunt.
Cheetah Hunt's awesome.
Yeah, no, we were there for the opening.
The quote-unquote opening.
Yeah, we were there for, that's right, Media Day. I remember that now.
We were actually the next to get on, and we had everything going, everything ready to go.
Mic'd up,
and then... you can't ride. Just wait off to the side,
no,
about 30 minutes.
No later. Shit, you actually saw Sandor Kernax running through the office like, fuck!
Oh, we did it again!
I swear to God, he's in the office, and I'm sitting there staring at him, because you know, a lot of the employees, they have no idea, you know, Andor Kurnax isn't. And I'm standing there, I'm like, see that guy right there? That guy is shitting his pants right now. And they're like, what is that? I was like, that's the guy who just fucked this thing up right there. See, he's pressing control alt delete right now, trying to reboot. He's sitting there just hitting a button. We're watching him, Brian and I, just watching him hitting buttons, just looking at the screen and then looking at the train and then looking back down at the screen and then looking at the train, and we're all just standing there like, really, dude, you just messed this up for us. And he did. Did not reopen until, like, what, 1 o'clock the next day.
Yeah.
Intamin.
They did invite us to the VIP party, though. That was nice of them.
Did they?
But we didn't go. Yeah, we didn't go because we had to go back to Orlando. Well, I had to go back to Orlando.
Yeah, I think I had to go to work like the next morning or something.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Y'all aren't dedicated media then. That's why y'all aren't any more lists.
Getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I mean.
Well, believe it or not, back then, when OU opened up, Universal was more friendly with media. They actually came to us. When The Simpsons opened. Like, oh, hey, we saw you have a new website. Here, come to the media event for the grand opening. Listen, well, shit, all right, I guess we're making
it. I can only say I'm sorry so many times.
That's when they were desperate. That's when they were like, oh, shit, we need people to like us. We need prospective buyers to think people like our park.
Actually, apparently it was they changed PR people.
Mm.
And the head of PR that took over was anti-blogger for a while. Anti-website. Unless you were, you know, Rick Gear or Attractions, you weren't getting in.
They had a publication.
Right. And then eventually he softened up. Life and times of blogging.
So are we getting anything tomorrow night at this City Walk thing, or is it just going to be hype for the stuff that just opened?
I think it's just going to be the stuff that's opened, and then the stuff Cowfish, which is pretty much open, and Breadbox.
Yeah, that's what
I don't think they're going to announce anything else.
Yeah.
Someone got a picture of Steve Jason checking out Breadbox today.
Yeah,
I think Derek got that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think pretty much for what I was told, this media is more like a fluff event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing really.
I don't think we're going to get anything until post Halloween Horror Nights.
They're also doing World's Greatest Hot Dogs.
Just got that.
I like the baseball seats outside, the stadium seats.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. I'm still going to make fun of them for that dinky screen they bought, though.
Oh, good lord.
I expected a bigger one.
I'm pretty sure my TV is the same size as that.
I don't know what they were thinking with that.
Well, J-Lo's shaking her ass on stage.
Surprise. I mean, that's got to be basically all she's got at this point, right?
It is. It's the only form of it's the only form of income that she has.
And I'm okay with that.
Doing the dice thing too much. It's really all he's got.
Isn't that like a daily thing in Miami down there? Like you have to go through like a J-Lo part of the day. Isn't there like a ritual, like a J-Lo ritual every day?
No, it's at least one reggaeton song. So it's at least one Daddy Yankee. One Pitbull.
And one Gloria Estefan?
No. We have not been able to turn the beat around since the late 90s. No, turn down for what's another one. And
well, that's everywhere.
But other than that, no, it's pretty much the same three songs. And now with the Miami Heat losing.
Yeah, my heart bleeds for you, bud.
Mine too.
Yeah, I don't care. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Nope. I think we've just been bullshitting. I don't even think this has been recording.
All right.
Such a good host, Brian.
Brian went, took a shit, got a sandwich, had a beer, was talking to his girlfriend, comes back. Oh, you guys still
y'all
talking?
Still talk?
All right, well, even though Sean was able to join us for, like, what, the last 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Seems like
what measure of time are you using?
Well, no, we didn't record it. Like, we were talking for an hour and a half. We didn't record any of that shit.
The lost teams.
Technical difficulties.
So, All right, so yeah, that was the collaboration of the century.
OUV Parkscope, Dawn of Diagon.
I guess before we go, any final thoughts, guys?
No.
I'm looking forward to some stuff coming out.
Apparently the dragon was blowing fire tonight.
Yeah, you're going to see it on Fallon if you watch the Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Yeah.
I'll be watching.
I have to watch it tomorrow because I don't have cable.
It's on basic television, dude.
Yeah, I know. I don't have anything to hook it up to my TV.
I'm still battling Comcast myself.
Fuck Comcast. And their people. I'm not
screw Comcast and then building us an attraction every year.
Every 6 months. Nope, looking forward to it, and I'll see everybody Thursday. It's not, well, except Sean
and Drew
and you.
Yeah, so not everybody.
So not
40%. We'll see 40% of the people on this podcast on
40%. I'll see most people Thursday. I apologize.
All right, and I guess I can't wait to see Fallon on Thursday and have some Antojito Social Club going on.
Yeah. Oh, that Mexican food's going to fuck my face.
Well, anyways, for the Orlando United guys, this has been Brian, joined by...
Drew.
Hashtag
disaster. and the other guy.
That guy.
And for the Parkscopes guys... Parkscope guys, rather.
Yeah, Sean. Sean, Mike, Nick.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe next time I'll phone a little better.
We needed to have that private session before we got started in the first
place.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is what it is. You live and you learn.
Don't forget, 8:30, Antojitos.
Yes, 8:30, Thursday, Antojitos.
Maybe.
21.
Maybe.
Might be moved to a top secret location.
If we're not there, it's because of you.
And we'll end it with...